Greetings, Postmasters and citizens of the planet. Good day. This is Colin Rachel hyphen Dar Colin Prince welcoming you to the Postmasters Basic on the Telegram channel live. How's everybody doing? I'm going to open up the chat. 1 minute. I'll be right back. All right, I think we're good now. Feel free to send a hello in the chat. Say hello with your well wishes. Welcome back, everyone. Glad we're here on another Friday night. Seems like the Fridays come pretty quick. I notice they come in quicker and quicker here in our now space. Everything is just kind of moving quickly. Do you guys notice that? How's everybody's now space? If you don't know what now space is, well, it's just your space right now. Gonna jump on the old audio set. Give me a thumbs up. When I do, let me know my audio is good. Give me 1 minute. Hello, hello. All right.
Greetings. Let me go ahead and fix my settings here. I don't know. I find that Telegram's easier to use on a phone, but one sec. I'll be right back. Got to fix some settings. And we're back. Autographing in for the hello. Greetings, Postmasters and citizens of the world. If you're just chiming in, we said our hellos, but we're going to say them again because a few of you guys just jumped on. So welcome. We've got our Friday night live on the Postmasters Basic. Good to see some familiar names. I definitely am missing our networking and social spaces. Are you guys? Sometimes it gets a little isolated, for lack of better words, and especially when Chief's on the go-go. All right, give me a thumbs up. Oh, give me a thumbs up if you can hear me. Yes, we are audio only. Just want to make sure. Seems to be okay. Good, good, good. All right, we're at 6 o'clock Pacific. Tell me where you guys are. Tell me what time you're at. Your now space is, I know we have all over, locations all over the world, territories all over the world joining us on this night. It's really cool. We've got Postmaster at 9 o'clock. By the way, I got your, we got your claim of the life in there, Mr. 903. And let's see, we've got 9 o'clock. TikTok, we've got 2:03 p.m. New Zealand time. New York's on the East Coast there. Bring it in later. We've got Australia, nooner, and quite a few in the East Coast. Hopefully it's not too late for y'all. And I know I pushed it back an hour because I'm in a weird spot where it's a pushes me onto Pacific time and then messes up my whole routine. So we have 9 o'clock in Venezuela, olas, and then 9 a.m. in Western Australia, and 8 o'clock in Texas. So, oh, France, 2 o'clock in the morning. Wow, you are devoted. Thank you so much for turning on your phone, lying in bed, probably chilling like a villain. All right. So on this night, just little memory reminders if you've never been on this call. Welcome, welcome. This is a public call for the public. I am the press liaison, @Rachel_Prince. And we are gathered here today, as I say, because of one wonderful guy who is quite extraordinary, who did quite amazing things when no one was looking, when we were all, well, like when I was out clubbing. I don't know what you guys were doing, 1999. And he was really stepping forward. And he, just think about it, Colin Russell, J. Colin Gould. This is the man with the plan. And he was stepping in to his performances, and he didn't even really know what he was all getting into back in 96, 97, 98, 99. All of this started to pop up in his life, along with certain people, certain courtrooms back when courts were open. And if you think back to like him as a younger chap, I don't know if you guys have seen some of his videos where he's a young guy, full of piss and vinegar, if you will, pep, sprightly guy. And I think back to like, what the heck was he thinking? He was very confident, and he was very brave, and his bravery didn't stop there at bravery. It's almost like it went beyond bravery because he was stepping into no man's land. Now, if you think about a time when you've done that for yourself, or when you've done that for someone else, and you've stepped into a space where you didn't know what the outcome was going to be, what did you do? Did you pause? Did you stop and think, you know, maybe I shouldn't do this because I really don't know, you know, what could happen, and I don't have enough knowledge to be doing something like this? Because I got to be honest, I stepped into a courtroom, closed courtroom, about a decade ago, and I thought for sure I had my ducks in a row, and that just wasn't the case. I realized that the judge was going to side with whoever they wanted. And what I didn't realize was how the court worked, how the clerk worked, how my paperwork worked, how I wasn't working my paperwork, and how I was stepping into a rogue situation later. But yeah, Jeremiah, I could never keep my mouth shut either. And there are folks like us that got us into trouble. And it also kept us out of spaces that we didn't want to be in. So the question is, what, if you're just joining in, what did you do when you knew that you were stepping out of your comfort zone? Did you retract, or did you step back? Because I know when I was getting schooled in that courtroom, and I was like, dang, I lack the knowledge. I knew at that point I lacked something. I lacked knowledge because I had spoken to a couple of the lawyers, and they were telling me things, and I was like, man, this just doesn't make sense. What, the outcome is already decided by them and in this, and before I even went in, and after. It was like the laws, the legalities of all of it was just already set up. And I had to really weigh what I was doing in the moment. And what happened was, I believe that that judge got me to, I don't want to say commit. What they did was make me say something their way. They gave me two choices, and I could concur with either choice. And I don't know in that moment why I did that, because that wasn't really how I felt. That wasn't really what I believed. And so when it comes down to it, when you're under pressure, are you going to cave and let somebody else tell you what to say because they come off having more power? Now, as we all know here, that the courtrooms are closed. Okay, the courts are closed. They don't have a flag, and so they're operating rogue. So what does that mean? What does that mean for you guys? Because I mean, that means that that means what that means, but I don't know what it means, what you guys think that means. Yes, Carson, their tactic is to confuse and, for lack of better words, obfuscate. Yes. And Maria says, I was under the spell. Yeah, I was under their spell. Are you going to let them dictate the words that come out of your mouth? I mean, I think about it and I was like, was I, of course, now Chief gives us ways and tools for handling the perjuries that might come out of our mouth. And he gives us some strategies around that. But I think about that and I think about how what I really wanted to say was, you can't make me say this. I'm not going to say the words that you are forcing me to say. And of course, you know, they would have a technique for that too. Oh, you're not going to cooperate. You're going, you know, that whole thing. And I was already under usury. So the best thing that we can do for ourselves now, instead of necessarily speak up or be forced to say something that we don't want to say, is really to go back to the books, get our claim of the life, go back to the books and study what's really going on. And that's part of the reason why we have these calls, is to talk about or explain. And of course, if you're reading the chat on the lives, then it helps. It helps comprehend and digest and break down what has happened so that you don't get forced into those situations. And of course, we learn on the other side in the venue, once one gets their claim of the life, the value of that and what that means. And I'm not going to go too deep into that, but and of course, if there are any newer citizens on the here that do really want me to ask a specific question about this, and I will go through it. But in general, yes, Judy, we do need to learn how to read and write again. And we need to learn how to state facts, not opinions. Even though we as postmasters with the claim of the life can state a claim, we're authorized to state a claim, and we have a flag that Chief allows us as tenants coming into this system to utilize, a flag that he captured and in 1999 and came in and did all the work for us, all the hard work. So now we just have to learn the logistics, learn the semantics, learn the techniques, learn the mechanics, as we say, learn the postmaster skills. And as we do that, yes, we learn to navigate our worlds so that we can't, look, I was never good at being bossed around, to be honest. And I'm sure some of you guys out there weren't either. Right, Jeremiah? Some of us just weren't good at being bossed around. I remember saying to my sister all the time, you're not the boss of me. I mean, I'm sure other kids said that too, but I just think it's funny now. So I'm like, I never wanted to have a boss. That's not to say I don't know who the real boss man is. And Chief earned that position, okay? Because he has major skills. And I call him the master of the contract. A master of the port or the court. A master of the contract. Guy's got skills, and you definitely won't hear him being forced to say something in a pressure situation. The guy has got his head on his shoulders when it comes to dealing with these rogue scenarios. So I have had the pleasure and grace of knowing Chief personally. Some of you guys do too, have met him at a workshop or what have you. And so, you know, I come from a different space as opposed to just watching his videos. And so just know that I get to, I'm grateful for my space, really trying to get into the mind of, or not trying, I should say, but just when it happens, when I'm in getting into the mind of him, how he thinks. And I find that is, it's an interesting thing. I don't know that I'll ever get there. I know that those of you that have met him as well probably might say the same thing. He's got a lot going on, and he has to juggle a lot. So it's definitely, it is hard to know anyone's mind, really. I think some people are a little bit more simple, though. And some people are a little bit easier to comprehend. Chief's a complicated guy. So there will be chances to meet Chief at more workshops and more at different scenarios. So we will be, you guys will be some of the first to know. And that I can tell you for sure. There will be more. Well, I just want to thank you guys for joining in on this Friday night. If you're joining in just now, this will be archived and in the audio save archive of Podbean. It's called the Postmaster's Portal, so that you can have access to over 50 different audios and lives that we've done. Some have Chief on them. Some have some of our old crew from a few years ago. Some of them have guest speakers. Some of them have you guys speaking, which is really cool. Because I feel like, don't you guys think that we have some really good speakers? Come on, some listeners. Let's give a thumbs up. Let's give some love to them. Because they really have a lot of expertise in their lives. You know, I'm just like you guys. Each of us has expertise in our own ways. And we have talents, skills, if you wills, in our own ways. And when you guys come on and share that, that's very helpful to everyone, including me. I feel like we're working on bridging this extreme family, you know, the wherever we come from, star seeds. Welcome. Here to change the world by our thoughts alone, perhaps. And so as we mind craft on these calls together, I feel that's very valuable to do. Yes, it is every Friday night. And you know what? Honestly, I've not been very good at in my world of committing to something regularly. But I see the need for it within this venue. However, I feel as though I am excited about sharing and excited about meeting here in this now space with you guys on these Friday nights. I enjoy it. And my clubbing days are long over. So I enjoy watching the sunset and being in this space and preparing some thoughts for you guys and seeing how that articulates and seeing how that comes together with your energies. and your inner thoughts and your expertise. So thank you guys, back at ya. Yes, some of you guys got to meet Chief. I'm just looking through the chat here. For those of you guys listening back to an audio save, you can always join us on the Telegram channel, Postmasters Basic channel. We do lives Friday nights. Is there a place we can get banking contract codes? What kind of codes? Title codes? Codes, codes? Cryptic codes? Or do we have to figure it out all in a dictionary? Why don't you clarify what you mean by code? So, Chief has said in his public videos that you are capable of being your best banker and bank, if I am correct. If you guys want to second me on that. I believe that Chief did do that, right, Tereko? He did do a video where he said, you can be your own bank. Okay, good. Yeah. So as soon as you guys come to that comprehension, just let it sink in a little bit and try to explore, what does that mean? Wow, what did he just say? You get to be your own bank. And for me, what that means, because I'm sure it goes, and we could probably get him to talk about this in depth. Yes, Judy, someone's asked who owns banking, and Chief chuckled and said, you do. So we could talk about, he could talk about this in depth, but from my take on it, I see that as kind of where we started with this thing. It's like, somebody is going to tell me what I have to do. And for being a square peg, I fit into round holes pretty well. I would say I've functioned. And like you guys, some of us have functioned pretty well in the fiction, considering that there's so many freaking rules. You know, I imagine what it was like being part of a for lack of better words here, reset, okay, for being placed in a world, and that was starting new. Let's just put it that way, because Chief hates that word reset, because it's part of the past and it's part of our now story. It's not part of our future now space, right? It's just, that was an old paradigm thing that happened because of how they controlled things. But now that their control has let up, we get to come to this different manifestation of our future now space. But what I'm saying is, I guess I function pretty well. What about you guys? Did you function pretty well considering all those fiction usuries that you realized that you were involved in? I mean, you drove on the right or left side of the road, depending on which country. You politely used the ATM to get your money out of a bank. You smiled and talked to the tellers. You most of you guys, I would say, had a moral compass somewhat, or else you wouldn't be here, or else you found it somehow or other and came back to it. And you didn't steal. You didn't steal from your neighbors or your local establishments. And you, you know, worked within a system that was okay for you. And I don't see anything personally wrong with those systems, how they flow and how we navigate with our neighbors and our family and our friends. I think there's room for major improvements, though. So I've heard of, yes, Tereko, I've heard of people doing crazy things, not driving with licenses or no registrations. And you know what? You took a risk every time you did it, especially without knowledge, especially without the closure of what that really meant for you as a birth certificate fiction slave, you know, being so rebellious. Ooh. So yeah, Brian, a lot of us have bachelor's degrees and didn't actually get that education in an establishment, because we realized that the knowledge came from our diligence, hard work, and studies on some things that we loved that weren't in the confinement of the establishment of the fiction usuries and whatnots. So we did our own thing. And that is that, that's a functioning world. And so I don't think that we have to get rid of our functioning habits and our functioning worlds and the things and our moral compass and those things that might transform in the future now space or in the quantum venue. But I think it can grow and we can keep improving. Every night I hear an ambulance, you know, another one down. And I mean, you know, people have been dying for centuries, let's face it. But I think we all know why we're hearing those ambulances right now. So anyhow, I was just explaining how I've functioned within a fiction world, and now I have to look at my world and how that moves into the quantum venue. And what does that mean? You know, what does that look like? And, you know, that's part of the reason why I wanted to have the chat this way on this night be about what your plan is. What's your plan? Once you get your claim of the life, or once you fully step into the knowledge and the power that you possess as a sovereign, what's your plan going to be? And I hope that we can type it in the chat a little bit here too, what you guys feel like your plan is, or I'm just trying to spark some momentum within your mind. But I personally feel like for me, it's being so much more precise in my now space, so much more aware, so much more conscientious. And I already was conscientious, especially being sensitive to energies. So what does that look like? How does that translate even more? You know, I never looked at the sun, but I know that sun is bigger right now. I don't know if you guys have looked at the sun. The sun is, circumference of the sun is actually bigger than the old sun. Not sure what's up with that, but I know there's a new sun or something. And those minute details are our clues for this changing and shifting world that we live in. Yeah, it's possible there's more than one sun, two suns. And it's possible that we're kind of shifting and moving between dimensions. I mean, I can't prove it, but what I can say is when you do notice things shifting, or when you do notice your body light up because of your energy and how you are and how you are with others, and what you create, the energy that and the vibes that you create just by communicating in a positive direction with someone, and notice how it flares up in a great way. These are the subtleties that I feel like are the result, the solution of not only the performances of the chief, but the performances of the entire collective working together during the, as we move into the dawn of Aquarius, to shut down the old, to get rid of the old ways, however that may have happened, right? Whether they broke the moon, spaceship, reincarnator, whatever. I do have a podcast on that one, the moon. But there are many possibilities, is all I'm saying. And if we open ourselves to the subtleties of what is going on around us, and also into generating higher frequencies within our now space, I don't know. For me, that's my plan. My plan is day by day, minute by minute, second by second. That's the now space. So, you know, you could say that's a little contradictory to have a plan for the now space. But I would say a strategy, perhaps, is a better word. What's your strategy? There's a cool picture of the moon in the chat, and I mean of the sun, and that sun looks bigger to me. There's just a slight largement of this sun. So I don't know, guys. And are we on a solar, lunar eclipse? Lunar eclipse? Do we have a lunar eclipse coming on the 25th, I believe? And then we also have a solar eclipse coming. So we are preparing for more downloads, cosmic downloads, sun downloads. I used to do things in the moonlight, and now I kind of stay out of the moonlight, you know? Instead of opening up my shades in the moonlight and bathing in the, I close that off now. I'm like, I think I got the message. I'm not so much into that moon right now. I'm doing more sun these days. What are you guys doing? So anyway, back to the topic of the hand. Yeah, there's things going on. Derry, thank you for reminding us of the Mercury retrograde. Make sure to get your electronics and your big purchases pronto, because Mercury retrograde is coming. So I went ahead and made some bigger purchases ahead of time, knowing that I'd have to wait another month or so in order to clear the nuances of the planetary Mercury retrogrades. Marty said, I had a small win today and it made me feel good about myself and give me some more confidence. Yeah, you don't got to bracket that. C-O-N. C-O-N means with. John says, the moonlight looking down from my condo in Baja makes the water look like mercury. Interesting. Interesting. Doesn't sound like you want to go bathing in that, though. Yep, Edwin, the lunar eclipse first, and then we've got that solar eclipse coming, followed by that whole, combined with that Mercury retrograde. And I mean, just a slew of astrological monumental moves that we are going through. And if you're not that into astrology, that's okay. You know, take what you want from these calls. Personally, I like to study it and just comprehend a little bit more about some of the theories out there and how those might affect how we operate, how we, you know, our day-to-day. So the purpose of this call on this night is, what is your strategy? What is your plan? Because I know that it's something that we don't get to talk about at all, a lot, as to what does the venue look like? Because the venue has not yet been fully generated. So how do we know what it will look like? And yes, what was is no more. Alexander says, I have a, and I want to, before I get to that question, I did also want to just follow that by, In my, the one thing I can say that at least for me in my future now space that I know for sure is that there's no war. There's no wars. And the edge that's on people to fight and create wars dissipates more and more because people are living in their passion. People are living in their truth, creating authentic connections with one another. What's the alternative? More war? No, thank you. And so Alexander asks, Postmaster Alexander, I have a question that's been on my mind for quite some time, if you don't mind. Since Chief broke the periodic table, I wouldn't say broke it, but he generated it new, and everything else, such as numerology and astrology, does this mean that there is quantum version of both of these? It's a great question. And as Tereko said, what was is no more. However, this is another, again, I don't think that I don't fully concur with that 100% in the sense of what was is no more. There's two ways to look at that. Because yes, as a fact, what was is no more. And on the other hand, what are you going to take across into your now space, into the venue that you can bring the most valuable things that you can bring? Like imagine you could only bring a backpack full of certain things. What would that be as you cross over into the quantum venue? And like I was saying before, some of those things are having the moral compass, having accountability, having the honesty and integrity to be able to withstand this venue and this now space and your now space. And those are valuable tools for the toolkit of any postmaster, of any sovereign, to have that as they bring it across. And listen, I'm not going to tell you what is valuable to you to bring across that little bridge. Did anyone ever see that movie, She? I think it was She. No, She-Ra. No, She-Ra. S-H-E, I think it was. It was like a 90s movie. And there's this part where they want to cross the bridge. And they try to cross the bridge. And there's a bridge patrol guy. He is the toll. He's trying to get the toll. And he's the toll guy on the bridge. And you have to get him his toll or else that's his one duty, his one job. That is his duty. Is to get the toll. And if you can't get him the toll, then he will be a nuisance to you. And he does everything that he can do to get that toll from whoever is crossing that bridge. And the people that are crossing try to kill him. Or in fact, they do. And every time they chop off an arm or they chop off his head or they stab him or whatever, I believe, as I recall from this movie, he duplicates himself. So he has, by the end, there's 50 of him. A very spooky concept. And so I guess I digress, but my point is that just imagine that you want to get across this bridge to get your claim of the life and to get into that quantum world. And there are things that want to stop you. They multiply and duplicate themselves in order to to get you from crossing that bridge. And I can't remember how it ends in the end, but like I said, I think the name of the movie was She, S-H-E, from the 90s or early 2000s. But that sits in my mind as I think about how others are crossing. I know that some of us experience difficulties with their loved ones, with their family members, and it can make it a very difficult journey to get across that bridge and follow your passion or follow your curiosity with this venue. However, as you come across, I just wanted everybody to kind of have a takeaway and take home, you know, what you're going to take. For those of you that aren't Postmasters already, but even if you are and you're still navigating out of the fiction, is kind of like, no matter how many walls you come up against, no matter how many things that happen in your world, just remembering what you're going to take in that knapsack with you across that bridge to get to where you want to go and what you're going to need to do that. What is, you know, what kind of tenacity is that going to look like? Because we don't know really what's going to happen in the world, but getting to become a good navigator of your space is going to be very valuable. So let's get back to some of these questions in the chat. The one about the periodic table. So in a way, yes, the world is totally gone. But I think we're kind of witnessing, or at least in the venue, in the, as a quantum claimant, as a sovereign, I think we overlay, or it's like there's this kind of dual living. So we see both worlds, or at least we see the potential, and we see what's happening within the fiction. And as Chief says, the fiction is eating itself. And we see a lot of the podcasters, influencers pointing that out. Pointing out, you know, the disappearance of Kate Middleton, the princess in England. Yeah, well, that's over. Chief ended the queens and kings. He got rid of all of those through his performances. He ended that status. And I think we should be giving him a lot more credit for what is going on. And whether or not it happens simultaneously, because what I hear from the fluencers is, oh, this was just what the aliens already planned. And I'm like, did they? Or did their contract end? You know, Chief hasn't gone into galactic banking or cosmic stuff. So the question is, do we even know the half of it? So as we say that that the aliens decided to just, I think it's Steve Falla, I think it is. And he's saying, oh, the aliens just decided to skip out. And I'm like, oh, did they? Did they just decide it? Or was it synchronistic based upon the performances of what Chief did? I'm just saying, like, maybe the one guy who needed to do what he did in order to undo what they did and their control on this planet couldn't have happened without Chief's performances. And so every time I hear somebody talking about the aliens and how, and not giving Chief any credit for that, I think that is a mistake. Because if they really wanted to know, they would be asking Chief questions. What did you do? And how does that play into what is happening? Whether they believe it or not, hey, but at least to be asking these questions. And instead, we get a lot of people speculating, influencers and podcasters speculating, or that they say that they have no intel. A good point in the chat here. What is an alien if A is no? A lien. They had a lien on this planet. Fascinating. An L-I-E-N. Very fascinating. Totally fascinating. I suggest that you guys consider your cosmic contracts, your verbal quantum contracts. So when you have your claim of the life, you have the authorization not only to be writing in quantum, but to be thinking in quantum, and therefore contracting in quantum in the higher realms, in your mind. I haven't quite been able to get Chief into the whole galactic thing, but I have my own take on it, and I do get my own downloads. So one day, we'll get more closure from him. It's coming. But until then, keep in mind that, yeah, Brian, the fluencers out there are starting, even though they have this ego, because I see Roseanne Barr and I see how she operates in very egoic, which is fine because she doesn't know any better, but it's not fine because she's in a position to know better. And I know she's just fed up. That's from what I'm hearing her say. She's fed up, but at the same time, she acts like she knows. And again, I would say all of us, including myself, I include myself in this. We have to all ask questions. And we all have to keep asking questions and be curious in order to get to the truths about what's really going on with the lien holders that are no longer the aliens on the planet, with our strategizing for our now space and how all that plays in. Yes, Edwin, I know. Majority of the people are void of comprehension of Chief's performances. I get it. And that's why if we can manifest in our minds here on this call, all at the same time, there's 60 of us, 63. If we can just all manifest at the same time, let's make a verbal contract. So let's type in the chat what we could make a verbal contract about. For the world, for the betterment, for the podcasters, comprehending or being curious and asking more questions. Brian says, Donald Trump Jr. is looking into us. He asked me a few questions about coming into the venue and I told him I'm not supposed to coach. Wrong answer, bro. If someone asks you about the venue, that's why we do these calls. So that you can practice what you're gonna say. Who said you had to coach? So you guys, we all gotta wisen up here. You know that song, you gotta know when to hold 'em. Okay? You gotta know when to hold 'em. When someone wants more, are you gonna push them away? That's a choice that you only you can make. I get it. But I'm not mad at those people for not knowing. Are you? I'm not mad at them for not getting it. Yeah, it's frustrating. But don't be mad at them. The purpose of these calls is so that you guys can practice articulating what you're going to say when the time comes, when the right person shows up and wants to know, bro, what's this all about? I get it. It's tough. No judgment. It's tough. I mean, even I struggle. We're not talking about coaching. That's not what we're saying. We're just having a conversation. Just get away from these. Yeah, okay. When we have the study groups and that, that's what we say, don't coach. But that means that you guys are there to learn and we're just going to share what's already given on the website. Okay? I want to make that very clear for the postmasters on here. We all want to learn. I'm learning. Yes, Fennell. Send them the Chiefs links. Don't shut someone down. We all are on this call because we want to learn more. But what's the point if we learn more and we don't share it? We don't share it with our intellectual, familial environment. There's a lot of no contract words in messed up into that. But how, that's why we have these conversations. How are you going to share it? Are you going to walk across that bridge when someone's saying, hey, what's over on the other side? And you're like, sorry, bro, can't help you. I don't know. That's not what I want in my now space. That's not what I want in my world. I want to give them my hand and say, let me see if I can get this right. Now, as you guys know from the last two calls or last three calls, I think, where we were talking kind of about like, how do we hold someone accountable? You know, if they've done you wrong. And, you know, I've gone back and forth with it. Do I say anything at all? Or do they just wander out of my now space? Like some of you guys have said, you know, you just let people go into their own vibration and you may cross paths or not, and it can be cordial, but just keep trekking. And I do think there is that space. But when someone's coming at you and asking for help or asking for more, take that as a sign. I mean, you do what you want. Obviously, be your own best critic and be your own best judge. But if somebody's asking you for help, you can be humble and honest and say, look, I might not be the best person to try to convey what I know, but let me give you a hand. Let me see if I can get this right. If I can articulate this. But that goes for anything. I mean, really, I'm not just talking about the venue. I'm not just talking about how to share a concept of what Chief did. I'm just saying, like, that's the space. That's my strategy for how I want the world to be. Because so many people, it's just easy to leave them behind. That's why I get on these calls every Friday night, because I don't want to leave people behind. I mean, if they're not willing to come, they're not. But I get it. I'm not going to force anybody. But I could give it a shot. And so that's what I'm saying is, don't you guys have to figure out what does that shot look like? Are they worth it? Or will they come back around? And also keep in mind, if someone's messaging you, it's probably a bot. On one of these platforms, it's probably a bot or an agent or just some kid sitting in the back of his office or his house. Okay. So we gotta wise up. Me and Chief and the venue pointies are not going to message you. So I do want to point that out. I actually hear Billy Carson talking a lot about it now as well, because the same things are happening to him on YouTube and whatnots, where Billy Carson is saying, you guys, I'm not going to sit there and message you. So stop sending them money. They're asking for crypto and money and all these things, invest in this and that. It's like, guys, he doesn't have time. He says, I don't have time to sit there and message you for some money. That's not what I'm doing. That's not what my purpose is. So we all got to realize that these platforms are not secure. Once you realize that, then you can do a little bit more due diligence. I have a friend whose people message her, and you know, she messages back and they say, oh, invest in this. And she's messaging back and, well, tell me more. And I mean, I don't know if she's doing it just to spur them on or something, but then she's like, no, let's set up a call. I want to hear your voice. And I have some questions. And then they're like, no, you know, and then I'm just amazed that it even went that far and that it's got that much time of her time. It just, so you guys, we have to comprehend that there are people out there who don't like Chief, who don't like me, who don't like this venue, who could care less about a freaking moral compass. I think you guys know that. I'm preaching to the choir with this one. They don't like Chief. And they don't want to see him win. And any sabotage method that they can think of, either they've been paid to do it or they don't care and even know who he is. So mind your chats and safeguard your emails and safeguard your space. There's a comment here about would love to have more aid in Spanish. There are many of us who stopped in the process. Why did you stop? Why did you really stop? Because I lived in Spain for a year of my life. And when I wanted to do something and I didn't know how, I didn't stop just because I didn't maybe know Spanish fluently. I mean, I couldn't, I mean, I lived there. I was on my own. I had the people in the school and whatnot, but if I wanted to get somewhere, I didn't stop. And I believe that we have made this easier. Well, we have made the systems a lot easier. But then, as I see, the comment is we have doubts. So we can't fix your doubts. You guys got to cross the bridge and hold each other's hands. That's a different story. So I appreciate it. It's not appreciate you being so candid, because it's not about what you originally says, that I wish there was more aid in Spanish because we stopped in the process. Well, not even I. Si hablamos en español, I'm not even going to help your doodles. Just because I speak in Spanish. And if I do, then I would say to you, why would you let the language be your barrier? Because trust me, I get it. It is. It's a barrier. We're not there yet. We've got some stuff in Spanish, gratitude to one of our postmasters, but it's not, obviously, there's many languages that are suffering because we don't have that available for them yet. But I wouldn't let that stop you. In fact, I see those that push hardest upstream to be the ones that will come out with the strongest and most fruitful now spaces. They're the pioneers, if you will. Not everybody's cut out to be a pioneer. I do feel there are probably, I don't know, there's definitely a majority of postmasters on this call right now that are pioneers. But I will say that a pioneer and a visionary does, you think a pioneer and a visionary doesn't have doubts? Yeah, they have doubts. So what? Who cares? It's part of being fearless. Who cares? What, a doubt is a word. It's such a lame word too, because it's like, so what? Now that you know that you have doubts, and I know it's maybe lost in translation a little bit in Espanol or to English, but like, who cares? So what if you have doubts? Who cares, right? It's just a word. Don't charge the word. What's really happening? What's really the problema? And when we start speaking honestly, then we might get a little bit further with either, at least from my side, how to help you. But I know but don't let language be it, the only barrier, because the question's going to be, how do you navigate when you don't have doubts? Isn't that a better way to look at it? How are you gonna, what happens when doubt's not there? Then what? That's the real butt clencher. Maria says, Mexico tiene un departamento de transportación para actualizar su matrícula y para actualizar su pasaporte. Perfectamente, gracias. Brian says, no fear, no God, no fear, no God. Spelled interestingly, if you look at his chat at 7:03. Yeah, no fear. No, K-N-O-W, God. K-N-O-W, fear, and no God. N-O, God. So yeah, that's a great, that's a cool statement. Mary says, El Salvador is having successes as a Spanish-speaking country, but are they? Are they now? Are they really? Or is it just another guy's in the fiction, which has no authorization to be doing what they're doing, but acting like they are? Just think about that. Is that how you want to cross your bridge? When you know something isn't correct, and you, what's the word? Give it credit. When you know it's not correct, what is the correctness that we are searching for? Again, what is your strategy for moving yourself into this now space. Thank you, Derry. I appreciate those words. There were things. I'm an organized person and I like organization. And so that was set some of my commitment into this venue. It's just organizing shit. Okay, guys? I like to organize. I'm an organizer. I like to fix it. So, yeah, it's not like we have people beating down the door to go, you know, do what some of us have done volunteer wise. The volunteers that we do have and the employees that we do have, or however you want to call them, team, have serious cojones. But I don't think they grew them. I think they were born with them. Okay. They already had the courage. They already were fearless. That's my tribe, is the fearless peeps. Because I think things can be scary. Yeah. But how are you going to face them? And that's the difference. Yes. Things are going to be scary. But once you get past the word fear, what does that stand for, guys? Type it in the chat. I know that's some acronym. Yes. Testicular fortitude, as Chief says. Then how are you going to get past your fear and face it when it's facing you? That's a tough question, because it's a question. It doesn't, you can ask yourself questions all day long, but when it comes down to it, when it's face to face and it's really happening, how do you control your now space? We did talk a bit about this, about grounding before. Remember, you guys, we have to really, really ground these days. You can put up your safety bubble. You can push your auric field out. You can come back to your breath. We have to be masters of our space. Just like the old deities were, or the hybrid humans with their spirit energy. We have that. We just forgot how to use it. All right. Let me look at some of these questions here. Oh, yeah. False evidence appearing real. fear. That's the no contract version, but yes, false evidence, false forensics, seeming true. Okay, so Enrique says fearless is fierce. Fearless, fierceness. Fearless-fierceness. Cuevos, yes, cuevos. Guiones, or however you want to say it. Peter says, what next after got my claim of the life back? What are the next steps? Well, you want to make sure that you go into that website, get logged in, go to fortheclaimofthelife.com. And also, I think I got a new website name, and I'm going to post it soon. I'm not going to tell you guys what it is yet, but it's a little bit shorter, and we're going to start. I got to talk to Chief about this first, but I think it would be good for us to kind of market with that as well. It's a little bit easier to roll off the tongue. And then we're going to have that forward to fortheclaimofthelife.com. However, that being said, what do? You log into fortheclaimofthelife.com on your account, my account, drop down, and you get into your Postmasters training portal. That's what is set up for you at that website. It is a training portal. And so you're going to have to go through a little bit of study. We've got a Postmaster's Conduct video to watch first. And we've got, we teach you lots of fun things that Chief's given us to give you guys for getting some of your fiction usuries under control. Because right now, coming in from the fiction, they can be slightly out of control. And we've got to start cleaning that world up. Today, the guy took out, he's like, hey, sign here. Took out my little stamp, put it on there. And I put the stamp kind of in the wrong place. So I kind of ripped it off and it kind of ripped the paper. And I was like, don't worry, no te preocupes. Don't worry. And I made it, like, put it on a little bit different. I was like, it's okay. And he's like, man, I just wanted your firma. And I'm like, I know, it's fine. It's just it's something I do. Don't worry about it. So, you know, you start to learn how to control your contracts, how to become a postmaster on your contracts, and some of the techniques and mechanics around that. And so get back to that website and join a study group. We have study groups. We have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 live streams, 6 live streams a month, and or about 7 that you can dabble in. So there is aid for you guys on the other side. And I know we do have some templates in Espanol, okay? Some of those templates are in Espanol. And I will do my hardest to work on more of Espanol, but I know we have some Italian. It's a time thing. We've got some of that. We have a very special postmaster, a very courageous one who's contributed a lot to working with that. So, and we thank her very, very dearly. Let's give her a big special hearts, thumbs up, much love in the chat for our postmaster helping with the Spanish translations, Italiano. Ho dimenticato tutti mi italiano, guys. Does anybody speak Italian? Ciao. Grazie. Are they a postmaster? We are very, very so much gratitude for your help with doing some of the first ever translations of some of those quantum contracts. We're just so grateful. And just a little bit of update as we bring, yes, Tarico. That's the Italian. But I want to say, I will work diligently this year on getting some of those Italian ones up. I know there's other languages that could probably use it as well. So, but I do want to say I have spoken with Chief and he is in good spirits. And I know he sends his blessings and hellos. And we just had a wonderful patron call with him. And it was about the soldiers, the veterans, and the endless, mindless wars that they were tricked into. So if you haven't gotten a chance yet, you can go check out the patron calls. And those are on patreon.com and then / his name, Russell J. Gould. That's 2 S's, 2 L's. Russell J-A-Y Gould, G-O-U-L-D. And I will post in this chat a bunch of the links that we have. We do have a Team Quantum or a Media Team LinkedIn account. So don't think you're going to be messaging Chief directly. It is us. But LinkedIn is a pretty popular tool. So I thought, you know, we're on quite a few of them. And so anything to help you guys share the message and share the memes. Because you never know how that's going to land with someone. They might use that to go watch his documentary or something. So, Mary, we have a main channel convergence, what we call it, the main channel convergence with our study groups now. We used to do territories, and there is a value for that, but there's just not the aid for that. There's not enough postmasters with the knowledge. And, it's been tough, man. I mean, listen, the postmasters are going through it. Okay. You know, not just with COVID and with just everyday life, just a lot of stuff happens. And so, you know, it's been tough on a lot of postmasters, a lot of folks, not just postmasters, but people. So we all convene in one study group. And I just want to also, the next best thing that we have going for the venue is a boarding course. So anyone coming into the venue, we now have 2 live streams a week. And with your claim of the life, you get to be in the boarding live streams and take the boarding course free. And you get like basically a personal coach to learn how to become a postmaster to get your claim of the life done. So, very, very happy and thrilled with this. And I think it's just, we used to charge for it, but you know, now we just include it. Everybody should, if you're thinking about getting your claim of the life, everyone should just jump in that boarding course when they get it, because you're going to learn so much faster. And that's really what we need to do, because we can't like the Española was saying, or was it Mexicana? But she was saying in the chat that once they got it, they kind of stopped. And so we don't want that. We don't want that. Yeah, well, you're on, Estelita, you're on now and you do great. You figured out the Telegram now. So we're very grateful. Sometimes there's a learning curve, but we all make it through. Yeah, well, boarding postmasters course, a boarding coach and a boarding postmaster. So we are at 7:17 here. The next time we join in together, let's see when that's going to be. Are we going to be nearer to our eclipse time on the 29th? Okay. We've got 2 more prior that eclipse. So, hey, if things get a little freaky in your now space, all right, well, that's okay. Just maybe go listen to one of the documentaries by Chief, or one of the, we have a bunch of short videos on YouTube, you know, all the usual suspects, all the socials. Just go get some inspiration, meditate. And yeah, if you already have your claim of the life, also consider joining into learn some syntax. We have quick syntax. See quicksyntax.com or quick-syntax.com. I think he has both, quicksyntax.com. And if you go there, you can check out a really cool video on what syntax is. So if you guys aren't doing that yet or not in any of the syntax learning centers school or taking syntax lessons by the video games that has been launched on quicksyntax.com, then you're missing out, because that is going to help you comprehend how to fight grammar fraud. This is all about showing grammar fraud. So it's like boiled down. You want to go talk to your beloved Donald Trump Jr.? Here's what I said the other day when I was sitting out at a restaurant. I said to the person next to me, because we were talking about real estate, And I said, because he's like, what do I need gold for when I have pecans, pecan trees at the end of the world? And I was like, I mean, hey, an asset's an asset. I think that's a great thing to have. If you've got something to trade, if you've got food, I think that's fantastic. Absolutely. So I said to him, what if I could prove to you or show to you that every real estate contract that you've been using, what if I could show you that there was grammar fraud in it? That's all I said. That's what started our conversation. I mean, one way or the other, before the pecans. But I just said to him, because he's like, what do you do or whatever? Because he was telling me he's a real estate contractor. And I said, what if I could, because I didn't tell him what I do. I just dropped a seed about what I do. Just like any of you guys might not want to try to be chief and explain it like he does, because it's a mouthful. But I just dropped the seed, planted the seed, and said, what if I could point out in all of your contracts that they're written in 100% grammar fraud? I can find grammar fraud in all of your real estate contracts. What if I could show you that all of that is not what it really says? And he was like, whoa, that's interesting. I've never heard that before. And I was like, oh, interesting. Okay, he's never heard that before. I was like, I don't know that I've heard myself say that before. So we have to figure out how to plant the seeds, dropping seeds. Figure out how this is best going to land with people. How they're best going to comprehend for themselves that something is not right. Yes, Estelita, that means that all contracts are fraud. So if all the contracts are fraud, what does that mean? I mean, you could have a conversation on it for hours. So anyway, just planting the seed for what you guys might want to talk about if you're talking about it to someone. Well, I see some... Rachel Appleseed. Thank you, Fennell. Yes, little Johnny Appleseed. I want to thank you guys for being here with us on this night. Next week, we will open it up and take some calls. Just turned out that we didn't have that space tonight on this night. So, all right, guys. Blessings in your now space. Be safe. Be well. Gratitude.